Let us go before the Lord today. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we come before you, giving you all the glory and honor, Father, for all that you've done for us. Lord, we continue to live through this pandemic and praying for those who are before you, God, asking you to lift up souls and hearts today. So many are suffering, have caught coronavirus, God, and their families and their loved ones have been touched by it, and some have lost lives over God. Lord, we're praying for our government, God, for our leaders. If they have a heart, God, that follows after you, that's willing to care for the people of God, to hold up their hands and provide the need and necessities that we need, God, to make it through this. And more than them, God, we lift up our hearts and our soul to you. That you look down on favor, God, and you help us make a change, God. Help us to turn back, to change our ways, to live our lives, God, that you would see it as something wonderful. You will pour down favor and blessings and grace and mercy will be ours. You will rain down manna from heaven, God. Help us, Lord, that we walk right, God. Change everything about us, God. Whatever it is, Lord, we need you. We need you more than we need anything else, God, or anything in this world, God. We need you to be working in our lives, God, so we be a true child of God. Help us, God, in the time of our need. Forgive us of our sins. We repent, God. We turn back to you. And we ask that your Spirit be in us to change our ways. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So let's go through change is needed as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, there are times in our lives where we feel like a change is needed. See, most times we only look at things around us or look at people around us who are in our lives to determine what needs to change. We don't tend to reflect on ourselves and the change that's needed in us, especially when it comes to our relationship with God. We think if God would only change the circumstances and situations around us, everything would be all right. Life would work in our favor. Even if God steps in and gives us relief, we've not learned anything. Therefore, we repeat the same mistakes over and over. We acknowledge God was the one who helped us. But we did not ask God to change us to ensure this problem never comes back again. Change is needed. See, if it only comes from the outside, there's this great chance that it's going to be temporary. See, for change to occur, it must come from the deepest part of us, thus changing our hearts. So we have a mind like God, a heart like Christ Jesus, to do God's will. No matter what situation and time we're in, we're always asking God to help us become more and more like his son, Christ Jesus. Because we know, God, you're pleased with that. See, for change to occur, the first step is to recognize that a change is needed. We all have sinned and all fall short of God's will. We cannot deny this. When we're honest, it gives room for change to take place in us. See, King Solomon saw the people of Israel were going to sin against God, so he saw favor from God. Solomon requested that God show mercy. So when we have a change of heart and repent and turn back to God, he will receive us. Solomon asked God to receive us back when we realize we're gone off the path. We turned our backs on God. We walked away from his word and ways. See, for God to hear our prayers and our pleas for forgiveness and forgive our offenses and the sin that we committed against him and show us mercy, Lord Jesus, Father God. So we must be careful about walking outside of God's will. See, we cannot change course like Jeroboam who decided he didn't want to follow the Lord. He decided he could appoint any kind of priest he wanted. He thought he was in control, but this caused his downfall from God's grace. Just as sin caused Jeroboam's downfall, we need to change our ways so our sins does not cause our downfall in the time we live in. See, we done got so happy. We think everything is in our control. We think things happen the way we want them to happen, but we don't realize it is God working in our lives. And we got to stay with what God is telling us to do. We got to stay with what God is saying in our lives and change our ways and change our walk and walk as God is calling us to walk. We can't do as we please. We can't continue as if nothing else matters but us and what we're doing and what we want. We have to see this, that a change is needed. See, we have to see we have sinned and we have fallen short of God's grace. We can't deny what we're going through. We must understand what God is going to take us through. We must be careful about walking outside of God's will. We cannot change what we're doing just because we want to feel a certain way. When bad things happen to us, we should ask the question, is it because we refuse to change our ways that we're suffering? Is it because we're working to bypass God's ways for our life? Is it because we're mistreating and abusing our bodies? Satan is in full throttle now. He's turned up the heat on us because he knows his time is short. He's trying to make our time short. See, he's working to get us to go against God, to oppress God's ways, to resist changes God wants to make in us. This is evident today. Look at the laws we're making and the things we're changing. It goes directly against God's word. We're falling for the lie. We need to change in spite of Satan's control over this world. Change in spite of our desires to live for this world. Change is needed. The only way we can change is having a desire to be like Christ. See, God has called us, required for us to change and become like a little child so we learn of God and able to enter into God's kingdom. See, we must change from trusting in ourselves to trusting in God. Change is needed from seeking our own knowledge to seeking the knowledge of God. See, change is needed from trying to solve our own issues to leaning on Jesus. Apostle Paul urges us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. For change to occur in us, we must seek that which is holy and pleasing to God. Change is needed. So we have a spiritual worship with the Lord. So, see, a change is needed. So we don't walk according to the pattern of this world, but we're transformed by the power of the Spirit. There's a need for us to change so we have a renewed mind and a heart of God. There's a need to change so we can be tested and show the Lord we understand his good and pleasing and perfect will for our lives. Change is needed, Lord Jesus. Go with me to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. If we need to change so we conform to God's ways. We're walking away from God. We got to watch what we're doing. So many bad things that come up in our lives if we don't walk according to God's will. A change is needed so we no longer seek self but God. Romans chapter 2 verses 1 to 2 says, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and prove what God's will is, good, pleasing, perfect will is for our life. So change is needed from us. So the veil that covers our eyes and prevents us from seeing the truth about ourselves and others is lifted up. Change is needed so our faces and hearts are unveiled and we're able to reflect the God's glory over our lives. Change is needed so we can transform into the likeness of Christ Jesus and enter into ever-increasing grace and mercy and glory of God. Change is needed so we have a greater hope found in Christ Jesus. We need to change from placing our hope in ourselves to drawing near to God, to placing all our hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. Change is needed. Now, I remember when I was young, I thought I could help others. You know, I felt that, you know, if I become this good person and shared all that I had with others, and including God, that they would change and do good as well because of our experiences together. See, we'll grow together. We'll change together. But what a foolish person I was. I came to understand only God can change a person. We can pray for others, but it takes the change in the head of God to move a person to change. And we must understand an important point. It is not God who needs to change, but us. There's nothing about God that needs changing. He's not a man that he should not. Nor is there a need for God to change his mind. See, God can fulfill everything he promises. He can carry out all his commands. God does not need anything from us. We need Jesus. We need the Father. See, God can make a rock cry out. He can need to worship him and praise him. God doesn't need us. We need God. Learn from Saul, who the Lord chose to be king over Israel. See, Saul thought just because he was called that he could never fall from God's grace. And just as many teach today, once saved, always saved, Saul learned that if we walk contrary to God, even after we've been accepted by God, the Lord will turn us over to whatever evil desires we have. Our sinful actions and lifestyle could never make God change who he is, change his mind, or change the essence of his spirit. We must change. See, there's nothing that makes God change. We could think that God could change his rules for us, but we're just kidding ourselves. We need to get this. God is not going to change. We must change. We must transform ourselves by the power of the Spirit to change us to the likeness of Christ Jesus. See, God who ordained this plan is going to be God. He's going to finish this thing. And the years of God goes on through all generations. We will perish, but he will remain. See, we'll wear out like garments, but God will remain the same. His years will never end. We must change. We must have a heart to change. We must care to change. We must cry out for God for change. Change my ways, God. Change who I am. Change how I think, Lord Jesus. I need your protection, Lord. I need your covering, Lord. And if that requires for me to change, Lord, change me. Change everything about me. See, not only does a Father live forever, he's an unchangeable God. He has granted majestic power and strength in his Son, Christ Jesus. See, and after sitting down at the right hand of the Father, God extended to Christ a mighty scepter and made Christ a priest forever. See, the Father shows us just how much he loves us and cares for us, and he will never change his mind. God teaches us in Malachi that the reason he does not change is so we're not destroyed. So the time of the Israelites, we've been trying to turn away from God, trying to change God's word, trying to change who God is, but we have failed to stay true to God. We need God to remain the same so we can receive his love and compassion and mercy and grace and salvation. See, we need God to stay the same so we have time to change. Otherwise, we're all perishing. We're all fade away like a grass on a hill. See, God knows the heart of mankind. He spoke words that puts an end to all human arguments and reason. See, God wants us to know and understand that his nature is unchangeable, so his purpose for our lives is clear, so we have the desire to take on the characteristics of God in our lives, so we become more like his Son, Christ Jesus. See, God made sure we could always depend on two unchangeable things. The God would never lie. And then we can always place our hope in the Father and the Son. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. See, if we believe in all our ways are right and perfect, we will not see the need to change or seek God. We'll remain the same, even though we may go to church, even though we may pay tithes and offerings. But see, we haven't seen the real us. We don't realize that we're not changed. We're still the same person that we attend church now. But a change is needed. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 16 to 19 says, men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms, as that said, and it puts an end to all arguments. Because God wanted to make unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what who was promised, that he confirmed it in an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it's impossible for God to lie, we have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greater encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm as a ship, secure in Christ Jesus. God said, I am two unchangeable things. You can have hope in me and my son, and I will never lie to you. I will always tell you the truth. And sometimes that can be when God's trying to change us and lead us in the change, it can be kind of painful because, see, you and I don't want to accept the change. We, you know, when God's trying to tell us the truth, we don't want to change. But we cannot be deceived. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father from with heavenly lights. He does not change like the shifting shadows. God chose to give us birth through the word of truth so we may have be the like first fruits of his creation. See, we need to change so we're more like Christ Jesus. We have a heart like God and not a heart like that is self, that's so self-centered like we have today. We need to take off this veil. We need to uncover ourselves because God can already see us. We should consecrate ourselves and purify ourselves, rightly follow the word of God. We must see the house of God as a holy place, a place for the unclean, a place for those who walk in darkness, who desire to walk in the light of Christ Jesus, a place where God will answer our prayers, a place for the saints of God to worship and praise God. This is God does not change. We must change. It's the only way we can enter into the holiness of God. Our walk must be upright. We must seek truth. We must change. We cannot do evil to our neighbors and bring a reproach against our friends. We must change. There's a fear of God in us. So we want to change. And we want the things of God in our lives. See, those who swear do not do so but to hurt themselves because they refuse to change. They refuse to allow the Spirit to be at work in them, changing everything about him. Lord, we need to change. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to change our ways and change our talk and change our walk. We need to repent and turn away from our offenses so our sins is not our downfall. We need a new heart, a new spirit. We can grow in faith in God and know that God is with us. He's always going to be there for us. He's never going to forsake us. We can allow change to occur in our lives. See, we need to change to put our lives under the control of Christ Jesus, so we can live our lives saved under the Lord, founded under, protected by the Lord. No harm will come to us because, Lord, you can change everything about me through and through. God, it's nothing I'm trying to hold on to, nothing that I've learned in this world, nothing that I desire, God, that I won't change because your love, your caring, your power, your strength, your salvation is greater than anything I could ever want. We need to change so our lowly bodies are transformed, become like his glorious body. We want all God has to offer for us through Christ Jesus. Change is needed. See, teach us, Lord, how to get ourselves under control. Change everything about us, God. Lord, if I'm an angry person, if I'm a person that goes into rage, change me, God. If I have malice or slander in my heart, if my language is filthy, change my heart, change my mouth, change everything about me. Help us, Lord. Help us to change so there's no longer these lies in us that we have to lie to each other. Help us, Lord, to take off our old self and put on our new self, which has been renewed in the knowledge of the image of our Creator. Help us to change, God. Lord, without change, where will we be? We'll be the same old person we used to be, doing the same old things we used to do, trying to walk and talk like we used to be. You polish the outside, but the inside is not changed. It's unchanged. Nothing has changed within us. Change is needed. God gives us grace so we can learn how to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. God redeems us through Christ and purifies us so he have a people for himself, one who's eager to do what is good, and that requires changing us because we didn't come to the Lord as a good person. We came as we are. Therefore, change has to occur in our lives. There's no other way. We need to draw near to the Father through Christ Jesus so we have our hearts sprinkled and cleansed from our guilty conscience, having our bodies washed in pure water. Change is needed so we'll faithfully follow the Lord. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 to 23. We need to change. Release to us being purified so we can approach the throne of God through faith. We need to change. There's no other way we're going to get through this without change. Prayer only happens when you and I change. Why would God do anything, answer any of our prayers, if we're unwilling to change, unwilling for the Lord to have his way in our lives, unwilling to give up our life for this world? Why would God answer our prayers when we have an unwilling heart to change? Change us, Jesus. Change is needed so we come near to God. Change is needed. You and I must see this. We got to be able to purify our hearts so we are not double-minded. Change our laughter in the morning, our joy in the gloom, for this world has turned away from God. And you and I must see that we need to change. We need to change our ways, change our understanding before it's too late and there's no one left. We need to humble ourselves so we're lifted up by God. Change is needed. But we need you to give us understanding. You and I got to understand this. God is offering us a time and a period for us to change. A change is needed. You and I got to accept this fact. We come to Christ Jesus, but we don't come just so he can pour down stuff. We come to change. God, when we come, Lord, we come knowing a change is needed, God. You're asking us, Lord, to surrender and humble ourselves. To take off our old self, God, so you could give us something new. That is a change. See, a change is needed. We can't serve God without some changes happening in our lives. We can't come to the Lord and stay as we were. We must change the moment we accept Christ. Change needs to start taking place in our life. The moment we're baptized and the Holy Spirit coming to our presence, change needs to start happening. You and I can't grieve the Holy Spirit. We've got to allow the change to have its way in us. See, because once we start changing, once we recognize a change is needed, then God moves in our lives. And see, our lives, and then we enter this period of transformation. This period where our nature starts changing. See, God starts working this stuff out. All of this malice and lying and slander and this fitfulness inside of us starts getting transformed. See, we don't deceive and we don't steal and we don't kill or harm others anymore. See, the change is happening. We become more and more like Christ Jesus. We stop resisting God and allow the change of the hand of God to start changing our nature, changing us to be more like Christ. See, each and every time God talks to us about something that he wants to change about us, you and I got to first recognize a change is needed, allow this transformation to happen, so you and I become more and more like Christ Jesus, and the changes start taking hold in us. We start putting on our new self, see, as we allow changes to occur, and God starts working through us. See, when we got this pattern of living where change, we recognize the change, and then there's a need for transformation, and then we become more like Christ Jesus. See, when this pattern is in us, when we get to this level of growing our faith, you and I got something now. See, because God can talk to us about a change, and we accept that change, and we look at that change. Yes, God, you know what? I know I need to clean up my speech. So take me through transformation so it put the death in me, so I become more like your son, Christ Jesus. Oh, God, I know I need to stop committing all these sexual sins that I'm sitting out here. So I need to recognize that a change is needed. And as you're working through me, as your spirit working on me, transformation happens in my life. Things are put to death. Sexual desires is put to death in my life. I become more like Christ Jesus. You see how the changing hand of God works in our life as he starts changing us and transforming us, molding us and shaping us into this son, Christ Jesus. More like this. If we change, God will lift us up. Our faith would grow. If we allow this change, this process of changing, becoming more and more like Christ Jesus, working in our life, you and I will be transformed. Everything about us would change as God takes us from one step to another step as we continue to go back and pick up, and God talks to us one at a time about the changes we didn't make in our life as we grow in our faith, as we become more like Christ Jesus. Change happens. See, the Father's given us, through Christ Jesus, great mercy. and a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of the dead of Christ Jesus, into an inheritance that can never perish for or fade away, but kept in heaven for us. God said, I have something for you. I just need you to have a desire to change, to become more like my son Christ Jesus, and less of yourself, more of you, Lord, less of me, more of you, Lord, and less of me. Change my ways, change my thinking, change my understanding, change everything about me, God, so I can be the person you created me to be. A loving, kind, gentle spirit. See, we claim we're without sin. We will not change. Help us, Lord. We will not see the need to be purified and consecrated by God. We will deceive ourselves, and the truth will not be in us. But if we confess our God is faithful. He will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Change is needed in all of us. Glory to God. See, God wants everyone to be saved. We must change. We cannot remain the same. Praise the Lord. Christ is our guide and light. And through his spirit, we can change. We must change. Thank you, Jesus. You accepted us as we are. But you gave us a spirit so we can change to be the person God wants us to be. And many times when we come, we're willing to accept some change. We accept the fact that we need to attend church to know God, his son, and his word. But we limit the amount of change God can make in us. Therefore, we grieve the spirit, which causes wars inside of our soul as we fight against the changes God wants to make in us. Complete change. And Christ teaches us we cannot be a lukewarm Christian, one who has an appearance of being saved, but on the inside there's nothing, but nothing has changed. We're the same old person. We're just hiding. We're just faking it because we're not allowed the work of the Spirit to have its way with us. We need to accept total change. All changes the Spirit wants to make in us, the way we look, the way we act, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we love, so we can demonstrate how Christ-like we are becoming each and every day. We draw closer and closer to you, Lord. Thank you, God. We've taken off our old self, Lord. Stripped us down with your power. You'll start putting on our new self, our new socks. Oh, Lord, so it takes a minute to know. You can't put it all on at once. Can't handle it. See, but God starts changing a little bit about, give me some new socks to wear. See, then he puts on some new pants. I get used to wearing and being faithful with the new pants I have. See, then he give me a new shirt and a new hat and new body, a new watch. See, he starts preparing me to handle change so I never go back. I never have to take it off again. I take on my new self in Christ Jesus. See, and as you and I take on our new self, we know how to handle change in us. God, thank you. Lord, the Spirit will be changing us until the day we are called home. See, it will take 1,000 lifetimes for you and I to become like Christ Jesus. So don't ever think change stops. Don't ever think you've reached that level that you don't need to be changed. You will always, if you let the Spirit have his way, you will be changing from now until the day you rest. So you and I got to receive this today. We got to be able to allow the Spirit to have his way as we become more and more like Christ Jesus every day. Through the changing hand of God, through the power of God, we can be changed. Father God, we thank you in the name of your son, Christ Jesus. Lord, help us, Lord. We're in this time, God, we've turned away, Lord. We need to turn back. We need to repent of our sins, Lord, and we need change to take place in us, God. One by one, touch us and change us, God. One by one, correct the things that's bad in us. One by one, make us become more and more like your son, Christ Jesus. Less of us, more of you, God. Work your way with us. Reshape us. Put us on the potter's wheel. Work this out in us, God. Change everything about us. A change is needed. And we need to accept that fact. We need to change so we can grow our faith. And let God work things out in our lives and give him glory and honor for the changes he makes in us. Father God, we thank you for all that you do. We give you praise, God, for you are such an awesome and wonderful God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Continue to have your way with us. Teach us, change us, Lead us into the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.